I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Investing 60 minutes each weekday toward planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Travel Tuesday. Not everything is guaranteed to go right on a trip, especially in a pandemic world. So it's important to be ready to pivot. And joining us on the McGrath-Lexus business line is Cindy Richards, the editor-in-chief of TravelingMom.com here in Chicago. So I guess it's a good idea, Cindy, to have a plan B ready if you're thinking about going traveling either this week for vacation or perhaps for the holiday weekend.
Absolutely. Boy, if we learned nothing, you know, this is not the time for traveling the way I really like to travel, which is spontaneous. You know, get in the car, drive until you're tired, and then, see where's the, stop at the side of the road and find a hotel. You can't do that these days because the hotels are booked. So you want to make reservations before you go just to ensure that you're going to have a place to sleep when you get there at night.
So if you haven't done that, if you haven't made reservations yet, and there's a chance that maybe accommodations are filled up or you might not get to go where you're thinking of going or even doing that spontaneous travel you talk about, what is your advice for people who maybe are thinking about doing something but haven't quite planned it yet?
Well, I think it's time to let your fingers do the walking and start Googling around and see what you can find. You know, even the national parks, that's where everyone wants to be these days, to be outside and socially distant and in the fresh air. But even the national parks, the big ones, are asking people to make reservations so that they can limit capacities at, the big attractions within the park, like Old Faithful at Yellowstone. You can't just go there without a reservation these days. So figure out where you want to go. Get online, check what the reservation requirement is, and then make a plan before you go. And I think you even after you've done that, you need to have a plan B. So if you know you're going to go to Yellowstone, find out where the town outside of Yellowstone is that you're going to be able to stay in. You know, Cody is a really small town and has limited facilities, limited capacities. And we all know that restaurants and hotels have had a hard time staffing up. So you want to pack your patience because chances are there's not going to be somebody to carry your luggage to the room. You may not even want the housekeeping to come in every day and make your bed if you want to try and stay socially distanced. So it's going to be a slightly different sort of travel experience than you might be used to.
Let's look forward past the holiday weekend. And I imagine it would be a great idea that, maybe you can't do exactly what you'd like to do for the holiday weekend, but now would be a great time to look at the rest of the summer and see what would be the best way to handle travel, from here till say, Labor Day.
Well, I'll tell you, traffic to TravelingMom.com is up at the same level it always is in the summer. So what we know is that families want to find a way to get away, and they are interested in looking for places that they can go. You know, maybe last year when you just had to get out of the house, you were doing a day trip. People are willing to travel a little farther afield and maybe take short trips nearby. You know, you just want to find the lesser traveled ones. I mean, I would be Googling least attended national parks right now to try and get an idea of where are people not going So there's a good chance that you can go there. You can spread out. You can get in without having problems. You can park when you get there. You can find a hotel, all of the things that you need to have a good travel experience. And, you know, the really interesting thing that we have found, actually, this was true throughout the pandemic, our most popular story on the site was the 17 countries that are great for families, so that are really welcoming to children. And right now, our number one story is what to do if your expedited passport does not arrive in time. So what that says to me is people are ready to go. They want to see the world again. And my tip, if you haven't, pull out your passport and check the expiration date, because it's also taking longer to get passport renewals these days.
All those tips and more can be found at TravelingMom.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.